From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama hails what he calls strong American diplomacy. That statement follows several developments concerning relations with Iran.
Now that Iran's actions have been verified, it can begin to receive relief from certain nuclear sanctions and gain access to its own money that had been frozen. And perhaps most important of all, we've achieved this historic progress through diplomacy,
the U.S.
without resorting to another war in the Middle East.
The U.S. has confirmed that billions of dollars in sanctions on Iran will be lifted because the Islamic Republic has met its obligations under a July 2015 nuclear accord. In an exchange of prisoners, the U.S. released seven Iranians charged with or convicted of violating trade sanctions with Iran. Iran released five Americans, including Christian pastor Saeed Abedini, Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian, and a former U.S. Marine. They have arrived in Germany. Burkina Faso has declared 3 days of national mourning following Friday's terrorist attack in Ouagadougou. At least 29 people from 18 countries were killed. Scores of people were wounded. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb claimed responsibility for the raid. The White House in Washington issued a sharply worded statement Sunday condemning the attacks. The United States is looking for three U.S. contractors who were reported kidnapped in Baghdad. Iraqi and U.S. officials say the company for whom the three are working say they went missing 2 days ago. There are no details on their identity or what their jobs were in Iraq, but many different companies are working in Iraq on both security and civilian projects. This is VOA News. Taiwan's president-elect received jubilant approval at home and a cautious response in China a day after her sweeping electoral victory. Ralph Jennings takes a look.
The landslide election of Tsai Ing-wen over her rival from today's ruling party in Taiwan met a cool but calm response from Beijing. China has claimed sovereignty over the island since the 1940s, and Tsai heads a political party that is backed by voters hoping for formal independence as an extension of today's self-rule. The president-elect said throughout her campaign she would avoid upsetting China and not try to break away legally. The Global Times newspaper said Sunday that Tsai's election was neither a vote for Taiwan independence nor a gauge of relations between the two sides. Ralph Jennings, Taipei.
Pope Francis prayed at Rome's Great Synagogue Sunday, making his first visit as pontiff to a Jewish house of worship. He condemned all violence carried out in the name of religion and also paid an emotional homage to all Holocaust survivors present at Sunday's service. The three Democratic presidential candidates here in the U.S. are holding their last debate Sunday before Iowa voters hold their caucuses. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley are in Charleston, South Carolina.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
An unmanned U.S. rocket placed a $180 million climate monitoring satellite into orbit Sunday. Technology entrepreneur Elon Musk's SpaceX rocket blasted off Sunday morning from a U.S. airbase in Southern California, but it failed in an attempt to return to a platform floating in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of California. The mishap marks the third such landing failure at sea since the privately funded company began space launches in 2008. U.S. military teams extended their search Sunday for 12 Marines missing in the Central Pacific after their helicopters apparently collided late Thursday during a training mission off the coast of Hawaii. Officials in eastern Afghanistan say a suicide bomber has killed at least 13 people and wounded 14. This took place in Nangarhar province. The Somali Islamist group Al-Shabaab says it captured some Kenyan soldiers during last week's attack on an African Union peacekeeping base in southwestern Somalia. Somali troops and Kenyan soldiers with the AU force AMISOM are deployed at the base. Also Sunday, four wounded Kenyan soldiers were airlifted home, but officials gave no death toll. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.